This is actually a human rights issue. It's an issue about democracy, and it's an issue about extending a hand of friendship to people who are currently at risk of oppression in China, and people with whom we have a very strong historic link. We have to remember that one of the largest companies in Hong Kong is Jardine Matheson, a company founded by two Scots who went out there. And there are very many strong historic Scottish trading ties with Hong Kong. That's why I think we owe a particular obligation today to the people of Hong Kong to make an offer. If they want to come and live in Scotland, we should be rolling out the red mat and welcome them with open arms. There are many people in Hong Kong who look to Britain to try and protect their interests as best we can. So I do think we have an obligation to Hong Kong citizens to protect them if we can. We know that these are people with a strong affinity to Britain. They're people who speak English. They have a strong track record of being hardworking and entrepreneurial people. And I think they'd be a real asset to Scotland if they wanted to come and live here. Given that the Scottish population is roughly 1/10 of that of the UK, I think we should be aiming for at least 10% of Hong Kongers who might want to come into Britain to come and settle here in Scotland. And I think they'd be warmly welcomed by local communities and would be a real asset. The important thing is that we get the principle agreed that Scotland should be a welcoming place to citizens of Hong Kong who have an affinity for Scotland and Britain, who want to come and settle here, who I think could make a tremendous contribution to Scotland's future development.